I'm really looking forward to talking today with outfielder for the Arizona Diamondbacks, who was selected in the first round of in 2019 by the D-backs, Corbin Carroll. Welcome, my friend. What's happening?
Hey, thank you, Ben. Not too much. Just out here in Milwaukee. Got a little 3-game set here. And then, that's what we got.
I love it. I love it. So about a week ago, you were named NL Player of the Week. So what's it like receiving a midseason honor? I know, like, you know, sometimes end of the year when it's all summed up. But, like, how do you digest that, if you will?
Yeah. It's a cool honor. But maybe something that I'll acknowledge more in full when there's no more games to play, when everything's set and done for the year. Just kind of got a mindset that what I've done in the past, I can't control. And, my goal is just to focus on what's present and what's now.
Yeah, for sure. And which I've always admired baseball players, man. It is a long season. Obviously, football is it's long, but you really only have, you only have a certain amount of games where you guys just have endless games. So how do you manage your kind of energy, like, output throughout the, like, knowing that it's such a long season and game after game? Do you have ways you manage that?
For sure. I'd say this year being my first year in the big leagues too, it's managing energy in a few different ways, right? There's a few more responsibilities, and I think that just protecting that energy is important. And, for me, it all starts with sleep. We rescheduled this actually, because switched some time zones, need to get the sleep in. And, that's just something I prioritize, is try and get at least 9, really quality hours. I've got kind of a routine that I'll follow there. And that's number one. Number two is nutrition for sure. I've got the opportunity to do some pretty cool blood testing stuff, looking at food sensitivities and as well as just more general hormone, vitamin levels, and created a program that is pretty optimal for me. And I'd say those are probably two areas that I'd hit on.
Awesome. I could probably go down a rabbit hole on those stuff, topics I'm interested in, but we'll keep it going here and go back to the beginning. So what's your earliest memories of baseball?
Oof. So I grew up in Seattle, pretty much right in the city. And earliest memories are Little League, Magnolia Little League, just running around out there in T-ball. I remember hitting a ball off the tee and running all the way around the bases, and then at home plate, even though, like, there was a adult at each base waving you on, right? And even at home plate, they kept waving me, so I ran back to first again, and then to second, and then I finally stopped. And I thought that was, yeah, I was pretty happy with myself.
That's pretty awesome. And then you went to a pre-draft visit at the Mariners, and you got to meet your, what I heard is your childhood hero, Ichiro.
Yeah, that was awesome. They gave me that opportunity to meet him, got to bounce a few questions off him. And yeah, I mean, we probably only met for 10 minutes, and he created a pretty lasting impact on me, some of his thoughts and beliefs.
I got to ask you follow up to that. What do you remember any of the questions you asked him?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's really incredible about him to me is looking at the longevity of his career, and just, he was never hurt. And we're talking about a decade plus here of just posting every day. And, in baseball, probably meaning 100, 155 plus games a year. Yeah. And just his consistency as well. And I think everyone kind of saw the discipline piece in that. And to him, what that really broke down to was doing the same thing every day. Yeah. And that was a pretty powerful concept for me. He basically said, if you're changing all these different things every day, how are you going to know what the cause and effect side of that. And if you're changing your routine, you're going to change the outcomes that you should expect on the field. And so his goal was always to just do the same thing every day. And that's kind of something that I've taken pretty seriously within my process. And I definitely know that I've benefited from the confidence as well in that area that gives me.
Yeah, I mean, staying there in the mental game and this stuff, I'm always interested because it boggles my mind. Like when, you know, a baseball player, you are like all eyes are on you and all pressure. So do you have, when you go up to bat, do you have something you tell yourself, you know, like that gets you kind of mentally prepared? Because you can't be too hyped. You can't be too, but you also can't be too laid back. Like how do you get in that right zone?
Yeah. So two different things. Definitely, yes, going into the box, I've got something I'll say to myself. And it's really got nothing to do with baseball. It's more just confidence. Like I've got a short little phrase. And then before the game, I like to do, before every game, about a 10-minute mindfulness. And I'll do that almost right before I go out to the field. I'll do that. I'll go hit in the cage off the machine, and then I'll go out to the field and do a light warm up.
It obviously it's paying off all this hard work, and I know the start of this season, yeah, I saw in the stands Kevin Durant is there wearing your jersey. It was a pretty cool moment.
For sure, 7-year-old, you know, Corbin was watching him play with the Sonics, so. I mean, what's cooler than that?
Yeah. And obviously a lot of success. Yeah, it seems like you credit a lot to your parents. And I know I heard they dropped you off of your first game. And and I also saw that you carry a notebook every day. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So close with my parents for sure. Sister as well. I've got a younger sister. She's in high school, little soccer stud. And then yeah, so they're still up in Seattle. I'll go back up there for about a month in the off season, but they're just, you know, feel incredibly blessed to grow up with that kind of a support system, and that's really what it was, right? Like they never forced me to do anything, but if I wanted to do something, they were 100% in on supporting whatever that was, and they didn't care what it was.
Yeah.
And then your other question
about the notebook.
Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a physical notebook. Most of the time it is, and I'll have that with me, but sometimes it's as easy as jotting it down in the notes app, but just being able to express myself, you know, obviously a lot going on, and I think things can speed up on you, and just being able to put some pen on some paper or see some words in front of you, I find to be helpful from time to time.
Yeah. We talked about that Durant moment of seeing the stands, but also obviously right before the season, you signed a serious contract that will keep you at the Diamondbacks for 8 years. And that's really like so this is almost like your rookie year, right? Like I guess less about the money. I don't care about that, but more of like this justification or just this like feeling I've made it. Like, did you feel that at all? Like that, like a little bit more, but even just security in your everyday jobs.
I think I viewed it through a lens of trade-off, right? Yeah. You're giving away upside. You're gaining some things back. And I think what those things were for me are going to be different from, you know, someone else that'd be in my situation. But yeah, just,
yeah,
there definitely was a sense of, I think comfort that comes with it as a young player in the big leagues. There can be, it's a hard sport. There's not a ton of rookies that come up and have, there are rookies that come up that have immediate success, but there's plenty also that kind of shuttle back and forth between AAA and the big leagues. And just having that sense of comfort that I'm here, you know, the team's going to support me and stand by me and trust me through the highs and the lows. I think that's a good feeling. We've got Evan Longoria with us this year, who did a similar deal, I think in his second year or something like that. And just being able to ask him some questions there was pretty informative.
Yeah, I'm sure it also comes with extra pressures too, right? Like there's both sides. There's always two sides of the coin there. So, you know, but you've obviously been stepping it up to the challenge. So
definitely pressures in some way, but also, you know, a lack of pressure in others. Right. You know, I had a serious shoulder injury in the minor leagues, and there's definitely a sense of comfort in, hey, if this thing goes, like I'm going to be okay. I mean, more than okay. I'm gonna be able to take care of my family and the people I love. I'm going to be able to make an impact on, you know, the world through, you know, being able to give back. And that's something that's really important to me. And I think if I looked myself in the mirror and had passed that opportunity up, that there definitely would have been some regret there. And so definitely some regret minimization there. But super happy with the way things worked out. It was kind of a deal where I knew that if we didn't get it done, it was a unique situation. I knew if we didn't get it done this year, that I was probably going to not have another opportunity. I probably wouldn't have had another opportunity to sign something like that with the Diamondbacks, and I probably would have gotten traded eventually. Mm-hmm. And this is a place I love, you know, people I love, a front office, a coaching staff, players I love, and it was just something I wanted to commit to.
The weather's not bad either, coming from Seattle, and I'm sure the obviously you have to be super focused on the football field, the baseball diamond, and you know, it's hard to kind of focus on stuff outside of that, but love, you know, here at playing field, supporting others in the community. So tell us what you have going on off the field, and whether it's just brand partners, business ventures and stuff like that, that we can support or charity. Yeah,
no, nothing crazy. You know, went down the idea of setting up a charity with my financial people. Really didn't make sense at this point. So charitable giving has been through, you know, just into other organizations that fill needs that I believe in.
And what about like, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Business wise, you know, just more in like an education stage at this point. We've been using Patrickoff. They've been, you know, a great education resource and brought me some cool opportunities. And, you know, at this point, definitely have benefited from my relationship with them.
Yeah.
But business wise, we leave that a little bit more to my financial people. I like to be educated and understand and kind of just hopefully get that education now to benefit me in the future.
Yeah, obviously playing at your level, it's a huge commitment, right? And it kind of comes with time and all that. So I saw a quote, you were quoted in one place saying, you can operate on fear or you can operate on love. I try and operate on love. What's that quote mean to you? Tell us a little bit about that.
For sure. I think that there's so much hate that a professional athlete will receive.
Yeah.
In all sorts of ways. And I think some people can just get really consumed by that. And it can really impact them and just really shake them. And so just trying to see the good. That's always important to me. And you're gonna get slighted, you're gonna get all sorts of different chips on your shoulder. And I've in the past I've definitely used that to motivate me. I'm gonna prove this guy wrong. But at this point, I've just found it so much healthier to do things for the love of the game, the love of teammates. Just doing right by the people that, have stood by you. I just think it's a healthier way to operate.
Last question. When you hit a home run, like how do you look into like the bat flip, the trot? Like how do you think about it? Is it the like you have the same one every time, or is it depend on like who's kind of pitching to you? Like how do you think about your home run trot, bat flip and all that? I
Yeah, I'm
feel
not.
like I've said this before to other baseball players I've talked to. I feel like it's like the Super Bowl, not the Super Bowl. I feel like it's like the football touchdown dance, right? Like you got to have something in mind. Like, do you plan it? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, I'm not a big bat flipper. We've got a little team celebration around in third, and we just give, or like for hits, we'll just give a nice little thumbs up and a little grin. But I don't think I hit them far enough out of the park to know that they're gone all the time. And so the worst is if you celebrate and it's not a homer. That's way worse. So I just try and give my little trot, get around those bases and get back to the dugout, celebrate with the team in the dugout.
Yeah, that's like the football players like does a little touchdown dance before getting the end zone and gets the ball knocked out. I mean,
Yes.
that is a tough one to swallow. But man, Corbin, I really appreciate the time during this busy season, and like it was awesome to get to know you a little bit here. And we'll be supporting, and best of luck the rest of the season. Keep crushing it, man.
Thank you.